Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with the team news ahead of Tuesday's game against Norwich. The Magpies are sitting bottom of the table on 6 points. Only 3 points behind Norwich and a win could see the two teams swap places. Newcastle, though, are missing suspended duo Jamal Lascelles and Matt Ritchie, who both picked up their fifth booking of the season last weekend. Dwight Gale could feature following a hamstring injury, but Paul Dummett remains unavailable. Newcastle have got a must-win game for both teams. Newcastle have shown promise of late, but so have Norwich. Promises to be an interesting battle at St James's Park. Elsewhere, and 2021 has been a memorable year for Alan St-Maximin in terms of his performances. In last year's inaugural Footballer of the Year vote, he was the winner and may well retain his title for another good year on Tyneside. Just four nominees of the Newcastle players, Joe Willock, Callum Wilson and Jacob Murphy, have been lined up alongside Alan St-Maximin, who is sure to be one of the leading candidates to win the award. In terms of transfers now, Newcastle are reportedly interested in signing Blackburn Rovers striker Ben Brereton-Diaz, but stiff competition from Leeds United and Southampton among other clubs. The Magpies are interested in signing the 22-year-old, who has 16 championship goals to his name from 20 games this season. Saudi-led organisation are hoping to, of course, get the deal done as soon as possible. Elsewhere in transfer speculation, and Newcastle are also being linked with Renato Sanchez. The Lille footballer is mixing with the best of it in France, but reports have suggested that the club want to see if he's available. Several other clubs are looking at trying to do a deal, but Lille are demanding a minimum of €35 million, which has put some clubs off. He's got 7 appearances in league this season, also made 3 Champions League appearances, but he's yet to get a goal. Newcastle believe he could add some real energy and quality to the middle of their midfield. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.